Hazardous alcohol consumption is high among students, according to research being published today by University College Cork. It's been published, incidentally, in the British Medical Journal. In fact, more than 66% of undergrads who responded to questions had hazardous alcohol consumption levels. The research was conducted at UCC. One of the researchers, Martin Davern, is in our Cork studio this morning. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Two-thirds of students have a problem with alcohol. What else have you found?
So I think the major finding here was a narrowing of the gender gap. So 10 years ago, the most recent research on alcohol consumption among university students outlined that 61% of males and 44% of females were binge drinking weekly. The current research highlights that women are now drinking as much as their male counterparts. So 65% of men were consuming at a hazardous level and 67% of women.
What's a hazardous level?
So a hazardous level can be defined as a pattern of alcohol consumption that increases the risk of harmful consequences to either the user or others around them. We use the Alcohol Use Disorders Identification Test for consumption to define this. So that was developed by the World Health Organization, and it looks at frequency of consumption, the number of units the person consumes, and the number of binge drinking occasions that occur.
So how much, give us an example in units, I suppose. What's a problem?
Units... Previously, we've always looked at binge drinking as a level of hazardous alcohol consumption, so over 60 units of alcohol consumed. The World Health Organization have moved this forward, so now we can look at frequency of consumption and how often people are drinking. So on the higher end of the scale, we found that 17% of men and 5% of women had an Odyssey score of 10 or higher. And that meant that they were consuming more than 6 units of alcohol at least 4 times per week. And in some cases, that might be daily.
Now, this is where you go and you pose questions to a group of students. How many and how did you structure this study?
So we randomly selected students at a degree programme level here at University College Cork. So following random sampling, we approached lecturers and asked them for 15 minutes of class time so we could go in, outline the aims and objectives of the research, and distribute and collect the questionnaire. The questionnaire included questions that had been previously validated from other research. So the Odyssey, which I've already outlined, and it looked at adverse consequences of alcohol. So things such as getting into a physical fight, missing days from work or studies due to their alcohol consumption patterns. Once we collected all of this, we had 2,275 students complete the questionnaire. This represented a 51% response rate from those who were actually registered to the modules that we visited, and an 81% response rate based on those that were actually in class at the time. Mm.
You referred at the outset there to a narrowing of the gender gap. So what that translates as is women are probably drinking as much or close to as much as men. Is that a change in what we have perceived in the past, or a change in what previous studies have actually proven?
So previous studies have shown that there was always quite a stark difference in the amount consumed by men and women. This is particularly noteworthy of concern given women's increased innate susceptibility to the harmful effects of alcohol. But this changing cultural norm, we're not sure if it's arisen as a direct consequence of alcohol marketing or whether it's a direct consequence of the cultural norm that's now changing out there.
All right. Martin Davern, thank you for joining us from UCC this morning. Martin Davern there, one of the authors of that research, which is being published in the British Medical Journal today.